He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast.
Hey, it's Colm and Lucy here with another award-winning episode of Colm and Lucy in the Morning, The Best Bits.
So I explained why I spent the week walking around with a banana on my face.
We remember the forgotten Irish bands of the 90s and the noughties.
Colm actually compares himself to Elton John.
And we gave away cash this week in the most exciting way.
It's all here just for you, and we won't take up more than 20 minutes of your time.
We were just chatting, having a round table conversation about, God, do you remember this band and that band and whatever happened to them and whatever. So there was quite a lot of bands, and we're talking about like girl bands, boy bands, that appeared, Irish bands, right, in the 90s. And everyone thought, oh, they're the next, and then they just sort of completely disappeared.
Oh, now, Hazy, this is not my forte.
I don't know, but I guarantee at some stage you may have interviewed some of these. Were you doing the 6 o'clock show in the 90s?
Are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm not trying to.
It was the 7 o'clock show, and I did it 6 years ago.
You know, I know you did it, but what year did you start doing it? Why are you looking at me like I'm a madman?
In 2016.
Right, so you was in the 90s.
No, it wasn't the 90s.
Anyway, here's bands.
Sorry, I joined Virgin Media in 2000.
No, I don't want to hear your CV. It's not an interview, love.
2013.
Okay.
Now, then I started to present.
Oh, please. Have a listen to this.
Oh, I like this.
Yes, you
would. No way.
Yeah. I've never
been the same. Sounds like a very attractive boy band.
Yes, two of them. And they were part of Louis Walsh's gang of musical acts.
Good taste, Louis.
Love Changes Everything, Clymie Fisher was the original, and this is the cover.
Wow.
All together.
They're brilliant.
Here we go. Good looking chaps as well. They happened to be brothers. In fact, more than brothers, they were twins. They were their.
Ross. Oh, dear.
No, they have to be Irish. The Carter twins.
Oh.
Yeah, never heard of them?
I've heard of them. I wouldn't recognise them if they walked in here now.
Ah, right. Okay, well, you possibly would because they both look the same.
I wouldn't.
Because they're twins. Anyway.
Next. Oh, love this song. Six. Love this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Nadine? This is the one she didn't get into.
Yeah.
And Brian Orman tried to get into Six as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
These were all put together by pop stars, weren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Again.
Great song.
That was the fastest selling Irish single of its time.
Brilliant. But just where are they now?
Exactly. I don't know. Does anyone remember all six members? 087 188
Trouble. I remember Sinead.
Was Donal Sheen in that band?
He's a chef.
No, but he was a boy band.
And he's skiing.
He
it's
was.
Sheen.
Sir Skiing. He was. Okay. Donal started out as a singer in a band.
Wasn't in Six.
Just Google that now, quickly, Jeremy, producer Jeremy, and I'll prove he's all wrong.
Are we not putting him Jerry?
Oh, sorry, Jerry. Jerry, if you can. One more. Here's one more. Stop everything. Excuse me.
That's a brilliant song.
He was in a band called Streetwise, Donal Skeen. He originally started in a boy band before he started messing with all the food. So have a listen to this.
Continue.
Again.
Yeah. I really like this song.
We should get you a little mixtape of all these bands.
Probably have them.
Yeah. So this was Belfar. They then went on to cover a U2 song, All They Want Is You. I remember when that was released, to huge acclaim. And everyone reckoned, this is it. This is the band. They're going to break through the UK and America. And it never happened. They were a great band.
Where are they now?
Yeah. Do you remember Liz Bonham? What band was she in? Liz Bonham. You know Liz?
Liz now is National Geographic.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So Liz Bonham was in a great girl band. Probably the early 90s. I remember they opened up for us in a gig or whatever in the Sugar Club. They were brilliant. God, what was the name? Go on. No. Chill.
Chill?
Yes. Chill.
Was Louise Lockman in that band?
God, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay, we need to Google.
Okay, one more, and I don't know who these are. Okay. 087-188-0008. Jeremy threw this into me. I've listened to them, and I can't work out what this band is. Again, a lost band from the 90s. Good voices.
No.
Okay,
go.
Oh, you're
in. Fifth Avenue.
No. No, I don't know who this is. Sorry. I know you've got Fifth Avenue on your list. Jeremy,
no, because
just
my sister's ex-boyfriend was in a band.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which band?
I'm sure they were Fifth Avenue. Mark Walton.
Okay.
Fifth Avenue. Let me look it up.
Mark Walton. He rings a bell.
See, yeah, he was originally in the lineup for Boyzone.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
A music producer.
Yeah.
Have a look.
So in the 90s, all of these bands would have come into studios when I was doing breakfast shows.
What happened to them? It's ridiculous.
Well, that's it. Well, not just... There you go. What happened to them? We don't know. Good morning.
They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're not going to believe what I'm doing at the moment. So, I've spent the last week rubbing a banana skin on my face. Now... I can explain.
Same one.
No. So I love bananas and I eat a banana every day. And then what I've done is I've been keeping my banana skin, like the peel, the banana skin. Mm. So I whip out the banana, eat it, keep the peel. And then at nighttime or in the morning, I'm rubbing the banana skin on my face.
Because the inside.
Obviously, well, Hayden, if you're going to be thick...
Hang on a second. You've just...
Bananas.
You're rubbing a banana on
They
your
have
face.
Vitamin C, vitamins, magnesium, potassium. They have everything. So rubbing it on your face provides nourishment.
Does it?
So I've seen loads of people doing it. People are saying that banana peels work like Botox. They tighten your skin.
Right. But do you have to leave them attached to your face?
No, Hazy, I'm not lying there with an actual banana skin on my face. So basically you rub it on your face and then you let it kind of dry and your face kind of feels tight. Now, you do have tiny little black bits of skin on your face.
That's very attractive, I'd say.
And then, Richie, my husband, absolutely detests bananas.
Right.
The look of them, the smell of them, the taste of them, anything. So it hasn't done any good for my marriage.
Do you walk around with a banana stuck to your face?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It is.
And
then, can we have a photograph, please?
Yeah, I will, actually. I might do it tonight and I'll send you the photo. But then what I would do with the banana skins is I will then put them outside into my plant pots because they're brilliant for your plants.
Yeah, but there's bits of your face on it.
Hey, it's not bits of my face. Do you not remember last year some of my plants turned into the little shop of horrors?
Yeah.
It was
the
banana skins.
Okay.
So is anyone else trying this new thing? It's all over Instagram.
Oh, and there's loads of stuff all over Instagram. Doesn't
influenced.
Mean it's right.
No. I think we're on to something. Banana skins on the face. 087-188-0008. How are you fixed?
Okay. We need to know. We need to...
Try it, Hazy.
No.
Because
I'm not rubbing a banana on my face.
I know, but you look like you could do with a banana on your face.
It's always the dig, isn't it?
Hazy, it'll actually really help you.
No,
it's like Botox.
You want me to put up one of my stupid Instagram posts with bananas sellotape to my head?
He's saying you're thinking about it. Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea. Viral, yeah, it's good content.
You always tell me I need to up my content.
Happy birthday to Elton John.
Oh, you're joking me. Sir Elton.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to play him the Minions, are you? What are you doing over there?
No, I'm just going to get a little bit of bed from the... Since I started, and I don't bang on about this too much, but since I started playing piano, right? Hello. You realise some of the amazing when you play like a candle in the wind.
No way is this happening on my shift. No. Please, I'm actually crying. I'm crying.
Sorry,
you're not comparing yourself to Elton John. No, please, no. No. I'm crying. Just give me a stitch. I can't do this.
77.
Yes?
Thanks. Okay. Move on.
Like a candle in
the wind.
No one could tell the difference between Hazy and Elton.
No, what I meant to say
No.
Leave it there.
Good morning. They Wake Up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Apparently, everybody knows, or they think they know, the theme tune to a TV show.
I know the theme tune to several of them, but I don't want to show off. So let other people have a go.
Okay, so I don't know if you do.
I do.
I think you know one line, but that's not enough.
Right.
For instance, can somebody sing all of this? No one
told you that was gonna be this way. Maybe that's out of rhythm.
You've stopped now, haven't you? It's like you're always stuck in second gear. Yeah. When it hasn't been your day. Yeah.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah, okay. You probably won't get this, and I'd love somebody if they can sing all of this. They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together hooky, the Adams family. Their house is a museum.
Oh, God. Hope you're not responsible for sound effects moving forward.
Okay, so if you can sing in the entire, and you're convinced in your head you've
we
got
we want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's their choice? Can they pick? Whatever they want.
They're not going to pick something they can't sing.
No, but okay, so they can pick any theme tune out there.
So everyone has a theme tune, a TV theme tune in their head.
Yes.
And they know all the lyrics. Just give it to us. I'm going to master mix in the actual piece.
Master mix?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. This is a challenge in itself.
Dave thinks he knows all of this.
When I wake up in the morning and the dog gives out a warning, I don't think I'm going to make it on time. Woo! Yes. By the time I get my looks, I get myself my bucks, I get to the corner just to see the bugs fly by.
Oh,
it's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. Woo!
Dave from Decor 24.
Great song.
Saved by the bell.
And that was Dave by the bell. Hey. It's all right. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Great song.
Isn't it a great song?
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Like that. Yeah. Susan.
When I wake up in the morning and the clock gives out a warning, I don't think I'm going to make it on time. By the time I grab my books and give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
Wow, nice voice, okay, Susan. Yes.
So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you. 'Cause you're there for me too.
Wow, thank you. Wow. Well done, Jake.
You're still in bed at 10.
Let's play 7 Deadly Spins. It's our game where you can win a lot of cash for answering 7 questions in 49 seconds. We asked which Disney character is also used to describe someone. They see the cheap tack here doesn't work. The answer is Mickey Mouse. Onya McCarthy in Cork is a teacher who has 2 weeks off at the moment. Onya, good morning.
Yay. How are you doing?
Well, Jill, my sister's a teacher. Hi. So You guys yeah, work extremely hard.
Yeah.
And you deserve the break, but I am slightly envious.
I would be the same.
Yep.
No, in fairness, we know that you put the hours in and you are educating our little
you
broods.
You are the world.
So you deserve your time just to get away from them.
Thank you for giving them to us.
What the hell, you do get some summer holiday, don't you, eh? Hey? Sorry.
Exactly. Why do you think I did it?
Yeah, I understand. I know, and my sister did it as well.
Yeah.
Onya, what are you going to do for the next 2 weeks?
We're taking handy, I'd say. Eat some chocolate and occupy the kids.
Oh, yeah, just get into your pajamas and eat chocolate. That's my plan most weekends.
Exactly.
So as a teacher, are you a primary school, secondary school?
No, I'm a secondary school. I teach biology.
Biology and what, sorry?
science, junior science.
Okay, junior science and biology. Okay, very good. Brainy. Anya McCarthy.
Okay,
yeah.
Brainy. Anya McCarthy could be a winner.
Anya McCarthy in Cork, biology. Professor Anya McCarthy got 6 out of 7 last year. Wow, prof.
Can the good professor remember what question you got wrong?
No, I can't. Head like a sieve, lads. Head like a sieve.
Okay.
I don't know if we can say that about a professor of biology.
Yeah, professor. And science.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's spin the wheel and find out how much you're playing for this time.
All right, here we go. Anywhere from 3,000 down to 250 euros. The higher the amount, the harder they get. The lower the amount, then the easier they are. And you, this funny little amount's dropping onto my wheel now. I don't even put them there.
Good God.
But you're playing for 650 euros.
Ooh.
That's okay,
excellent.
Isn't it?
Excellent.
Cheeky peeky. Yes, imagine the amount of chocolate you could buy.
And pajamas.
In Jim Jams.
Okay.
Okay, you know how this works. 49 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 7 questions. To get the 650 euro, you must answer them all correctly. And I have to take your first answer,
right.
Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, let's do this.
Professor.
The clock starts now.
Traditionally, what colour dresses have women worn on their wedding day?
White.
Jimmy White is a name you'd associate with which sport?
Snooker.
What do snooker players rub on the top of their cues before taking a shot?
Chalk.
A couple who are different in every way are described as chalk and what?
Cheese.
Busted and what other British boy band combined in 2013 to make a supergroup called Mac Busted?
Macfly.
What two colours make up the inside of a Cadbury's cream egg?
White and orange.
The theme tune to which TV talk show talks about tossed salad and scrambled eggs? Theme
Fraser.
Tune.
Yeah!
Yay! Back of the net, back of the net, back of the net.
We got ourselves a winner.
Oh my God.
Yay!
And it was and we had to wait till a professor came along.
650 quid. You got them all right. White, snooker, chalk, cheese, McFly, yellow and orange, and Fraser.
Wow. Okay.
Well done.
Well done.
I was worried about the last one. I was worried that you didn't hear me. So as I was repeating tossed salad.
Yeah.
You shouted.
I was listening. My father used to love it, so I was trying to play the song in my
head. Scrambled eggs. Yeah. I'll tell you what. You had time left over as well.
We could have had a pint.
Yeah, that was absolutely brilliant. And your students should be very proud of their pajama wearing, chocolate eating professor.
Professor.
Thank you.
Well done, Professor.
Well done, Professor.
Have a lovely weekend, Tonya.
Thank you.
Liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from Monday morning 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland.